Well, today at the Oireachtas Justice Committee, the Defence Forces Chief of Staff, Sean Clancy, announced that the Defence Forces are to appoint a new gender advisor, and it comes following a report by an independent review group into sexual misconduct, bullying, harassment and discrimination in the Defence Forces. Our reporter, Barry Lennon, has been going through a report that was done on foot of, I suppose you could call him a whistleblower, Barry Lennon, but somebody who had been gathering the testimony of people who had serious allegations of sexual abuse during their time in the Defence Forces, going back to the 1950s. Give us the information, I suppose, on which this report was based, and in brief, what the report had to say about how those allegations were treated.
Yeah, this was Anthony O'Brien, who worked at the Defence Forces for 26 years, 22 stationed at the Curra. And he alleges he was sexually assaulted by an officer in the 1980s, and that when he made a formal complaint about this, it was never fully acted upon. In 2020, he shared his experience online, and from this, a number of people came forward to him to say that they too were abused, including former members of the Defence Forces and those who spent their childhood at the Curra camp. Now, Mr. O'Brien forwarded allegations across 2,000 documents to the Department of Defence, and in 2022, Barrister Ruth Fitzgerald, she was commissioned to conduct an independent assessment of those allegations, and her final report, just published, she found how the allegations could perhaps be the tip of the iceberg. Specifically, she said they are assumed to represent a small part of the actual sexual abuse that likely occurred. Ms. Fitzgerald's assessment of 61 specific assaults found that they are likely to represent only a small part of the actual sexual abuse within the Defence Forces. The allegations from the 1950s to 1994, she said, were very serious, including incest and rape. They are grave crimes, she said, that could cause very significant lifelong harm to the victims, with rank abused as well, but by alleged perpetrators. However, the senior counsel ultimately concluded how the department and former defence minister Simon Coveney, that they dealt appropriately with the allegations when they received them.
And the retired Sergeant Anthony O'Brien declared himself happy with the report this evening when he was speaking to our colleagues on Drive Time earlier.
That's right, yes. The report also said that people can come forward still with information to the Defence Forces, while the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Minister for Defence saying there is a zero tolerance of any sexual abuse of the Defence Forces as well, whilst, as you said, the Chief of Staff there, Sean Clancy, saying a gender advisor is to be appointed as well.
All right, Barry, thanks for joining us. Gabby, it's of course not the only report. There's the Women of Honour report, which is still to be published as well. So a long, hard look being taken at a number of aspects of the Defence Forces and how sexual abuse allegations were handled.
Very much so. And these are really serious allegations, it should be said. The Women of Honour report, I believe, is on the Taoiseach's desk. We're still awaiting its publication. People who have been very much so let down by the system within the Defence Forces, that it's very difficult, by the way, to come out, to tell your story, and to take that risk of, you know, will I be believed? Will I be not? Very often victims say they are re-traumatised in telling their story over and over again. Yes, we keenly await the publication of the Women of Honour report, who, you know, Katie Hannan here, formerly of this parish, has done incredible work on. And I think it just points to a very a very sad, desperate culture within the forces. We hope that that's under reform now, and that it's no longer the case. But I think the key issue here is that once these investigations take place and once these reports are carried out, that's all very well and good. But whatever the recommendations are, whatever the changes that need to be, you know, whatever the actions are that need to be taken, that they actually are put in place and that those changes are made.
Right. James Lawless, the report today at the very least finding that allegations were handled appropriately. We don't know what the Women of Honour report will find with regard to the handling of the allegations there. But no doubt these serious issues will have to be acted on. The recommendations will have to be acted on. Do you have any indication so far as to what's coming down the tracks?
Well, I was in the committee today when the Chief of Staff, Clancy, came before us and gave his presentation. And I have to say I was impressed with him as an individual. He talked in his opening address about leadership. He talked about culture and driving cultural change within the organisation, within the Defence Forces. I thought he impressed me anyway. He certainly talked the talk. I suppose, look, we'll see over the next year or two as it pans out whether he walks the walk. But certainly he was committing to development, well-being, internal comms, and really, I suppose, tackling historical gender issues and those kind of issues that that report has highlighted. And I did hear on Drive Time afterwards that member of the Defence Forces, and I was pleased to hear that he felt vindicated and felt that his work certainly hadn't fallen on deaf ears. So, you know, well done to him for, I suppose, coming forward in the first place.
All right, Thomas Gould, it is encouraging, I suppose, that in the case where somebody who brings forward allegations is happy that a report is published to their satisfaction, a sign possibly of things going in the right direction?
Well, really, hopefully. It's I've known, I've spoken to people, both male and female, who were sexually abused and harassed when they were members of the Defence Forces. Just the culture, the absolutely toxic culture of intimidation and sexual abuse that was in some areas was just horrifying. So to have a report now and to have a person who was abused or mistreated that way to say that they feel this report has vindicated them and has been open and transparent. And I think that's what we need. And even still with the Women of Honour, like, they look for a statutory investigation. They didn't get one. The report is on the tarnished desk now. Like, these are ladies who have tremendous leadership and courage and strength. And I think, there's some things where we can hopefully leave politics to one side. I think this is one of those now. For those, the Women of Honour, and for those people in these reports, they need open transparency. And as Gabby said, we need to see actions, not talk.
All right, very briefly to you, Cian O'Callaghan, the appointment or the intention to appoint a gender advisor, is that possibly a good indication that the Defence Force is preparing itself to act on whatever the Women of Honour report has turned up?
Yeah, I think it is a good sign. It is a step in the right direction that the Defence Forces are taking this seriously, and hopefully we are seeing that culture change that is very much needed. I think there's a huge amount of work still to be done there, and if this is the start of that, then that is very positive.
All right.